For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
People need to stop disrespecting the Kentucky basketball brand. That is going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Nash, who gets really fired up when people disrespect the Kentucky basketball brand. Carson, it's pouring rain where you are, but good day. So I'm a big rain guy. I'm a rain guy.
I like the rain. The rain makes me feel a little more relaxed. I don't know. Some people don't like the rain. I like the rain.
I feel like it's an excuse to be lazy. And like, you know, like once a month, I'll take that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'll take it once a month. Not all the time, just once a month. Maybe
we know you're a big movie guy. You're gonna be watching those movies on the rainy days.
Big movie guy, massive movie guy. But Carson, we gotta get in. So this frustrates me. And I want to perfectly explain what we're getting at here, so we're not tossing strays at anybody that does not deserve strays. So I saw some articles come out and tweets come out after Acuff, the five-star guard, committed to Coach Cal at Arkansas. And people were saying, oh, it was always Coach Cal, never the Kentucky basketball brand. So we're going to talk about why that is an asinine take today, basically. Now, what we want to reiterate is we are not throwing any shade, any strays at Coach Calipari. All the man did was his job and continued to do what he does, which is recruit players. No disrespect to Coach Calipari. He's not a part of this conversation. And you know, Coach Calipari is the best recruiter in college basketball, probably college basketball history. There's no debate there. But the point that we're trying to make is Kentucky was an elite program before John Calipari. It was an elite program with John Calipari there. And it will be an elite program with John Calipari moved on. That is what we want to reiterate when we break this discussion down today. So, Carson, what say you about this?
Yeah, I mean, and it's on. Honestly, it's kind of the talking heads were more talkative during the process of hiring Coach Pope. Now it's kind of settled down a little bit, but then when Darius committed to Arkansas this past week, everything kind of flared back up just because that was Cal's first big real commitment for the Razorbacks. Mm-hmm. And number one point guard, fantastic player, would have been a Kentucky Wildcat had Cal still been here. But as you said, Andrew, like it's not because of Arkansas. Let's get that straight. It's because of John Calipari, and yeah, Coach Cal, he is definitely, in my opinion, I if someone can find a better coach or I mean a better recruiter, comment it. But there is I can't think of one. And the people that are mostly bashing Kentucky's brand, I think most of them are kind of doing it just to get a response out of Kentucky fans, really. Yeah. That's where my feelings lie, because I mean, if either that or they're crazy, because you have to be out of your mind to not realize the impact of the Kentucky brand. Yeah. And it is the most national college basketball brand there is by miles. Most Twitter impressions by miles.
Yeah.
Highest NBA salaries by miles. Thankful to Coach Cal as well too in that. We had seven national championships before Coach Cal. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a fluke. We have the second most all time. Yeah. There really is nothing other to say than this is outlandish. If you're thinking that it's a brand thing, considering the fact that I think this narrative is all going to change when Coach Pope starts recruiting at a high level. So that's where my feelings lie in this topic. How do you feel about this, Andy?
Well, I mean, for me, I can already see some people commenting and saying, stop talking about Coach Cal, we don't care. And this is what I want to challenge you all to understand. That's not the point of this conversation. This conversation was not for us to get clicks. That's not what this is. We're not doing the, ooh, if we talk about Coach Cal, maybe we'll get next. That's not what we're here to do. If you're a Kentucky fan and you grew up here and this is a part of your blood, if you truly bleed blue, people, you know, disrespecting the most historic brand in college basketball should be frustrating. And that is why we wanted to bring it up. It wasn't meant to be a ploy to talk about Coach Cal. That's why we wanted to say positive things before we got into this, because Coach Cal didn't do anything wrong. He just was, you know what I mean? We're not tossing Tom Brady roast strays at people.
And to be fair, and to be on Cal's side, right? I mean, when you think about Kentucky basketball, for I know me and you, I think about Coach Cal because that was our guy. That's our
coach. Grew up. It's what we grew up with.
Yeah, he won a national title for us, took us to super high heightened success, and so, I mean, I will forever be thankful for that for Cal for doing that. I mean, it for me at Arkansas, I don't know how well it's going to gel. I just don't think that it's going to go together as well as it did here, is what I'm saying.
And talking about the Kentucky basketball brand, you know, the Kentucky basketball brand, who are you still going to see playing in the Champions Classics, in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, whatever all these crazy things are called? You know what I'm talking about?
It's a crazy pool. Yeah, shout out Will Levis, at least.
Yes. Oh, man, that's a little nasty. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, all of these primetime games where the Jayhawks and the Tar Heels – where they're at, the Cats are always going to be. Whoever their coach is, if it's Carson, if it's me, if it's Mark Pope, if it's LeBron James, doesn't matter. Kentucky's always going to be the brand.
Guarantee you Kentucky sells out more arenas.
Exactly. And that's part of it, too. It's not just the brand and the titles and the players. It's the fans. That's a part of it, too. There's no better college basketball fans than the Kentucky Wildcats. I think, Carson, we learned that in Atlanta this year.
At the press conference.
Yeah, the press conference. We learned that in North Carolina, or against North Carolina in Atlanta. We learned that in a loss to Texas A&M in Nashville.
I don't believe any other fan base, and I stand on this, I don't believe any other fan base in the country could get 30,000 people to show up for a coaching press conference.
You couldn't. No. No way in the world. I mean, and here's the deal. This is one of those I love throwing this at. Go debate a brick wall. There is not another fan base that would have filled Rupp Arena for a press conference.
Maybe the only one that I can think of, and it's not even basketball-wise, it would be Alabama football. Like, is maybe the only
one. Okay, so let me – yeah, I was getting ready to say Bryant Denny. Bryant Denny holds a lot more people than
Rupp. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. If you held, I don't know how many Coleman Coliseum holds. You hold DeBoer's press conference at Coleman Coliseum. You think they sell that out? It's not as many as Kentucky. Let's just say this. Rupp Arena is Alabama's basketball court. Do they sell that out for DeBoer?
No. But, like, this is all hypothetical, too. Like,
yeah, it is hypothetical.
Had Texas hired Nick Saban, yeah, they'll probably sell that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all hypothetical. But for Kentucky to go and hire a guy that maybe we weren't super excited about on that Thursday night, and then by Sunday have 30,000 people show up to get behind Coach Pope and lift everybody up, I mean, that's pretty freaking impressive.
You know what's kind of funny? I kind of – when I was sitting down there, it was kind of cool just to be like, man, I'm from a pretty cool place. I grew up in a pretty cool area.
Oh, yeah. It kind of gave me chills because it's seriously like you get to see all these people from your community just coming together for one common cause. Don't get to see that a lot in the world nowadays. So it's pretty cool to experience stuff
like
that.
And I mean,
that.
It's like at a school like Duke, you know, I'm going to ask you this. How many Duke fans do you know that went to Duke?
Zero. Well, I guess
so here's the deal. Carson Nash, could you have gotten into Duke?
What?
Could you have gotten into Duke?
Oh, no. No,
gotten into Duke?
No.
Hell no. No. You know what I mean? Like, Kentucky is a good school, solid school, but that also, like, fans went there, people are from there. It's not as much of – there's bandwagon Kentucky fans. We're not going to act like that. But I've never met a Duke fan that's not a bandwagon Duke fan. You know what I mean? So it's just – I think there's more of – in this fan base, there's more of a sense of community. That's kind of what I wanted to get at by the who went – you know, because – Kentucky's even more, or at least like, are you from around Durham?
Well, that's that also goes along with like, you know, how there's no pro teams in Kentucky. So true, like, who else are you going to cheer for? You got the Wildcats. Yeah. That's about it. You definitely don't want to cheer for the team up north.
Yeah.
That lost in the,
and
the
then
TBT.
Spit on people and we're throwing punches at fans. Like this is, I will say this to Louisville fans. Here's the deal. I have my favorite teams have lost in some painful moments. I've had some times where I was really angry. Grow up. Don't throw punches at people. Don't spit on people.
Who spits in someone's face?
Yeah.
What?
And to the fans too. Don't.
Yeah, Drew Franklin got punched in the face.
If you're gonna lose, I mean, and it's also, I mean, my goodness, it was awesome. It was a TBT game, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean. Even if Kentucky's playing Louisville in the Final Four, we shouldn't have any punches being thrown.
And then let me get some words in here, too, because there's been some Louisville fans on Twitter that are trying to, like, backtrack. Let's not act like you didn't hype this game up to be what it was, because all of your players that were good could only play in this game. They couldn't go to Paris. They couldn't do other great things. They have to play in this game.
Yeah.
Ours beat you in this game and still go do Paris.
And our probably, like, not even like our A, B, or C team. It's like our like X team came in and
it'd be like me and you. It was like us on the Catholic football team.
I mean, sure, like it's crazy. I mean, we're going in a lot of directions today, and I'm loving it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just think the point of this, I almost kind of wanted this to be like get in a circle and sing Kumbaya for Kentucky fans. It's like we're all part of something special here. And, you know, don't ever let anybody tell you that this is special. And you know what, actually, Carson? You know what's funny? The more we talk about this, the more kind of angry I'm getting about these accusations against the program. Because, listen, like, we grew up in this. You know, I mean, I was born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. And, like, it does frustrate me to hear people, like, this is people's livelihood in life. This is what brings people joy. People are going to work in the coal mine. I know we're taking this to a crazy deep level, but I mean, we're going to go there. Like people are working their behinds off in the coal mines and providing for the better of this entire country. And they come home and they love this basketball program with their entire life. And
they know every player. They know every stat. I mean, it's just a community full of people who absolutely love basketball and love the Cats
and love this state and love friends and family and everything about what basketball in Kentucky stands for. And that is why this fires me up.
Don't let the people who don't have that and haven't been there take it away from you.
Yeah, exactly. Arkansas, you know, what history do they got out there? A little bit. Sure.
I think they have one national championship.
Do they? But still, okay. They've got a little bit of history, you know. That I mean, but
they've got probably if not the second most up there in the SEC of history wise.
Yeah. No, I mean Arkansas basketball has some history. I forget their one coach. Was his last name Richardson? And he was a great coach. He was there was some history.
I forget his name. It was one of the guys that him and Cal did not like each other. I don't think.
Oh. But, I mean, there's history.
Back in the day when Cal was at UMass is what I'm saying.
There's history in Arkansas basketball. We're not saying that. But nothing – there's only a few schools that you can put in the conversation with Kentucky basketball. You know, and that's just reality. And that's just in the conversation. So, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is for those people that are sitting here going, we're tired of hearing you talk about Cal. That's not the point. We're not here to do that. I want to reiterate this one more time so that people are not, you know, commenting that. The point is for me, like I read this and I like got angry for like the pride and the program I grew up loving. It's like, that's just not true. John Calipari was great. He did a lot well. He won a national championship. He recruited well. He made Kentucky fans turn into fans of all these different NBA players. He did so much wonderful stuff during his time at Kentucky. It was time for a change. There's a change. After he's gone, this is still going to be an elite program. You're still going to turn the TV on, and who's going to be on primetime television? Kentucky. Who's going to draw the biggest crowds at everything? Kentucky. Whose games are going to be the most watched? Kentucky. At the end of the day, that's the reality. With Coach Calipari in Arkansas, with Coach Calipari in Lexington, beside the point. That's what gets me fired up about this.
You've got me ready to run through a freaking wall.
I don't know what's going on with me. Because like when I like had the idea I wanted to break this down, you know, like I was a little like, even when I wrote the article about it, and people were fired up about the article that did pretty well. But it frustrates me that people don't speak on something you don't understand. And the people I saw writing articles about this and tweeting about this, you know, don't understand
grasp what they don't grasp. I feel like you have to be in it to understand it.
You do. I mean, like you said, I will never forget that press conference. I'll never forget.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
That moment, I will never forget what it felt like to be in that building. In you know, that's just something. That's something special I'll carry with me for the rest of my life. I'll tell my kids about. You know what I mean? Like it's. And I don't believe anywhere else could have done that. I don't.
I tell you this, dude, every time I go on vacation, always see a Cats fan. Mm. You could be in Aruba. You're going to find somebody that's got Cats gear on. And that's what I love about us so much is we always rock our gear too. Like we're not hiding the fact that we're there. So yeah. It's always, you know, it's just different.
Yeah. Well, my grandma always, my dad's mom, is a nursing professor at UK. And she, you know, so she always like they and her and my grandpa love to travel like the world. And she loves to tell me stories about how every time she's in another country, another wherever, somewhere, she's and she'll have on like a UK nursing whatever shirt or a UK shirt. People will say, "Go Cats, oh UK." Like it's seriously a worldwide brand, Kentucky basketball is. So, and it's something special. So what I guess my point of this, we're going to talk a little bit of recruiting nuggets before we call it a day. Have some pride in it. You know what I mean? If you're a Kentucky fan, have some pride. And I know I do. And I know we all do, but I'm saying like, be proud of it. Show it. You know what I mean? Be proud to be a Kentucky basketball fan. Cause it's
don't show it by spitting on somebody though.
No. And show it like the right way. And that's how Kentucky fans do it. In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, and you know, always be a good fan, man. We need like a TED talk. We need like on the how, you know, be a good fan. But I'm saying, always be a good fan. Treat other teams with respect. Beat them on the floor. Simple as that. I think that's how you handle your business. And I think there's a couple of fan bases
that needs to go to the class of Andrew to learn.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Florida. Yep. I was gonna say. Yep.
Arkansas is getting there. I never had any issues with Arkansas fans, and now
The thing about Arkansas is they got Chippy there for a little bit whenever they were good when we had Monk and we took them from them. They hated us there for a little bit, but they've never been good enough to actually, like, talk.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, yeah, you're right about that. So Tennessee, you got any others? Tennessee, Louisville. Kind of Arkansas. You got any others?
Ohio State.
Well, that's football.
I know, but I thought we were just naming them to name them.
That's football. I mean, we'll never really have much.
No, see, we don't have issues with them, but I just have heard.
I can just hear Cade yapping. Just yapping about Ohio State football. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a negative shout out to Cade right there. It's a negative.
I don't know. I'd say Florida when they're good.
Yeah, that's fair. Their fans can be a little bit annoying, but they've just been so bad. Well, I mean, they're so mediocre for so long.
Yeah.
Mediocre. In both sports.
Texas.
We'll find out more about that. We're going down there. We'll find out if we get like.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have firsthand impressions. So we'll
get. Yeah, because we'll win or lose, what are we doing?
Yeah, we're getting wild.
Well, yeah, but there you go. Okay, couple recruiting nuggets. I want to get your thoughts on these cards, and then we'll call it a day. Five-star power forward Caleb Wilson just cut his list of schools down, including Kentucky, and he has a visit planned. And it's one of two visits he has planned. I forget the other school. It's Alabama. So he has a visit planned to Alabama and a visit planned to Kentucky. I think the one Alabama is on September 6th and ours is on the 13th. And then the other is Carson Nash's, my guy, Mr. Darren Peterson, cut his list of schools down to 8, including Kentucky. And he's also looking to plan a visit, it sounds like, in October. Any thoughts on those little nugs?
Yeah, no, I like both of those things. And, I mean, we're still kind of early. I mean, they still have Caleb with 12 and Darren with 8 schools left. So there's still time. If we are behind in the race, I'm honestly unsure with these guys right now.
It's a weird cycle for me. It's been a weird cycle.
It is a weird cycle. Because most cycles, you got the people that are like, oh, that's a lock. Like,
yeah.
I've seen people with AJ DeBansta. He's the number one player in the country, by the way. But people have been predicting him to BYU now. And it's just what?
That needs to be a conversation if that needs to be a conversation if that happens. We'll get there.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I like both these players. I think they could both coincide with each other too. I think they could fit together. So maybe you bring him in on the same weekend visit, you know, and maybe create some chemistry there.
Yeah, get them tight.
But it's exciting to know that they've already scheduled these visits because they are taking us seriously. What is it? Five? You get 5 visits?
Did they take that away? I thought that was a football thing.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know if that's football.
Now, that was back in the day when I covered a lot, you know, for media stuff, I covered a lot more football recruiting. Now I obviously fully pretty much do basketball recruiting because I fully am a Kentucky guy. But like, I'm pretty sure there's a number. We need to look that up. We'll get to the bottom of that. If you know that, let us know in the comments what the questions are on that. We'll look it up too.
Yeah. But my point was going to be like, if they're scheduling our visit this early, that means they're definitely very interested. We're probably within the top 5 of both of these kids. So it's something to look at as a positive.
Yes. And I know you're allowed to take unlimited unofficial visits. It's the official visits that are like, there's limitations there. We'll have to look that up. That's a good question. That's a good point. Okay. I got one more question for you, and then we're going to call it a day. How many, I would say we're going to make the cutoff at where Malachi Moreno is ranked. Okay. Which he's like 31, I think, in 24/7. Of Malachi Moreno all the way down to the number one player in that mix. You've got Wilson. We just talked about Peterson. You got Jasper Johnson. There's another kid they're after. There's 6 or 7 kids in that group that Coach Pope and the staff are after. How many of those top, you know, Moreno and under guys do you believe Kentucky lands in this cycle?
I would say, I'm gonna go 4.
Okay, now that's asinine.
Why?
Are
you counting Moreno?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 4.
Oh man. Man. I'm trying to think something we could like bet on this, but I feel like, but it'd be unfair because like your odds on that are probably like +500. Like that's, unless you feel like that's really going to happen. I think that
gonna
they land, here's the
it's
deal.
It's going to happen.
I think
if
Moreno,
you're Moreno's in the 30s. I bet you it happens.
I think Moreno's a lock. I feel really good about that. I don't want to say that, and then he commits.
One I can't pronounce that kid's name. Yeah, yes.
Oh, you know I'm talking about. Day. Yeah. Let me. You think you feel good about him?
I think that kid's a lock. I think that kid really likes Pope. I mean, Pope. He purposely asked Tone Day. His name's Tone Day, isn't it?
Yes. I'm going to pull up the recruiting class.
He purposely asked him to push back his visit to the last one so that we would have the last visit.
I like having the last visit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to our 2025. We'll see how many 2025 players we have offered. Okay.
And I'm thinking, and I kind of switched. I'm thinking they pull Jasper out of the hat now. So those three guys, and I think you get lucky on one. I think one breaks your way.
Yeah. So the players that were listed as warm for on here, you got Yetonde, Yusofu, who you're talking about. He's ranked 26th, 6'5", 211-pound power forward. So he's in that mix. Moreno's 25th. Moreno's higher than I thought. So we'll count. Let's do this. I'll even give you here the Eric Reby kid that we're and I'll tell you this. I think he's our if we don't get Moreno.
Yeah.
He's our backup kind of 7-footer, even though he's listed here as a power forward. He's not a power forward. How many of those guys were in it for that? A Seiden Lewis kid. So here's the players I'd say that we're right now we're in it for.
Did you see that update with I think it's Acadian or Seiden Lewis.
Yeah, Seiden Lewis.
He his latest update was he feels that Jasper's going to go to UK. So they're thinking he's more leaning towards UConn right now.
Darn. I'm kidding. Yeah, that'd be great. So I'd say we're right now in it for Peterson, Braylon Mullins, Jasper Johnson, Seiden Lewis, the Caleb Wilson kid we just got done talking about, the Tonde kid you're talking about, Eric Reby, and Moreno. Those are the eight players that fall in that radius I'm talking
about. Oh, yeah, we're getting
four. You really believe they get four of those?
Yeah, we're getting four of those.
Okay. I mean, I would say I would have said two. I think you get Moreno, and I think you get one of those really good guys. And
I think you have to look at it this way. Like, you're going to lose a lot of players off of this team.
That is a good point.
So you're going to have to take some of these guys that you might not want. Like, say you're bullish on Braylon Mullins or whatever. You're bullish on him. You don't know if you want to take him or not. Well, you're losing Kerr and Lamont. So yeah. Or, like, you know, go by position. We're losing Jackson Robinson, losing Kobe Brea. Like, you're going to lose a lot of guys.
So, yeah, who has eligibility left? Brandon Garrison, Otega.
Yep.
Colin Chandler, obviously Perry. No, yeah. Who else besides those five guys have
eligibility? I think Kerr has an extra year, actually, if he wants to use
less
it.
Less than zero. That dude is
– I swear I saw something on Twitter about it the other day. They're like, who would want to see Kirk come back?
So, okay, Otega has eligibility.
Yeah, Otega.
Lamont's a grad student. He's done. Jackson Robinson, grad student. He's done. Did you know that Jackson Robinson went to A&M in Arkansas?
Yeah, I did. I saw that when I was looking
at him. I found that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. At the media yesterday.
Because he was like, some said I didn't belong in the SEC, but now I want to prove that I am.
Andrew Carr is a grad student, so he's gone, yeah. I assume. Perry. What about Ansley Almanor? He's listed as a senior.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I wonder if you have another year.
College is real weird. Like, I mean, who would have thought Edie had like 8 years? Like,
yeah. Now this says Kerr Kreisa, fifth year. So some say grad student, some say this says fifth year. Mario Williams, grad student. And then Ansley Almanor says senior. So it's like,
I think Kerr may have gotten injured in one of his seasons earlier on.
I just wish in there on these rosters that they would just say that. They would say two eligibility years left, one eligibility year left. I mean, like, I've had so many – since the transfer portal has been a thing, doing what I do for a living for, you know, these last 2-3 years, it is crazy how hard it is to find players and how much eligibility they have left.
It's impossible.
Because it doesn't matter how many years they've played in college football.
No, it doesn't.
You got to look up, did they get hurt? Can they get a waiver? Did they transfer? I mean, it's like you got to look up all these intangibles. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we've came to the point where we got kids coming back to high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nuts.
That's what they're doing with you, right? Because you failed that one test.
Yeah. I got to go back to middle school, actually, for reading.
Okay. Well, any other thoughts before we call it a week, Seagrizz?
No, that's all I got. But yeah, don't ever disrespect the brand of Kentucky basketball.
No, we'll find you. We'll find you. We'll yell at you. And we'll yell at you. That's what we'll do.
No, but seriously, this is the greatest program. It truly, really is.
And it's bigger than basketball.
It is. It's much bigger than basketball. It's a community. Like Pope says, we own the team. The best example I could shout out Jake Nash. The best example I could give is the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it's like they all own stock in their team. It really is. And it's a community. Everyone in that area loves the Packers. Everyone in Kentucky loves Kentucky. It's pretty much the same thing. So don't let people take that away from you.
I'm taking it away from Jake Nash.
It's something to be proud of.
You can tell him I said that. You hear that, Jake? No. Take it away from you. We'll be a Jets fan. Was Jake the guy? Because Mike did the same thing. Did Jake become a fan when Randall Cobb went, or was he an Aaron Rodgers fan?
He became it because of Randall, but he became a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, of course.
I'm one of those guys. I'm like the worst type of person. I will like fully come at why you're a fan of the team you're a fan of. I'll come at you about it. I mean, I'm the worst. I accept.
Well, yeah, that's how you expose bandwagons.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if I mean, it's gotten to the point where that's probably not a bandwagon, but okay, let's say this. Let's say Randall Cobb went to the.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a bandwagon to cheer for Cobb to root for the Packers.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is to people like that, I'm trying to think of a team. Let's say Randall Cobb started and played his whole career with the Jets. You think Jake Nash would still be a Jets fan? No chance.
I don't know.
They were good.
All right. They were good.
And once again,
I think they just came off a Super Bowl. If I'm not mistaken,
is that when Rodgers won his?
Yeah,
And how many does he have again?
I don't know. I think just one.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make sure. Okay, so no more after that. Got it. All right. I'm in that kind of mood today. I'm in a come at people kind of mood today. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I was a little grumpy before we got going, and now I'm just
Arkansas fans got you fired up.
Seriously. All right. All right. Well, really appreciate y'all being here. Back on the basketball grind, basketball conversations. You know, we'll have more football stuff coming up as well, more basketball stuff.
Two in a row, 30-plus minute pods coming at you. How about that?
Yeah, and this was one of those, I was like.
We thought this was going to be 13 minutes long.
This is the most we've kind of just yapped about stuff. This is the most we've just like yapped. That's part of it. That's fine. I don't think it was like bad yap. I think it was acceptable yap, but maybe not. People are like, God, these guys got to shut up. But like I said, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Really appreciate y'all tuning in every day. It means the world to us. Hope everybody has a great rest of their day today. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And we will see y'all on Tuesday right here at the Wildcats Today podcast.
Go Cats, baby.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.